Well, I would hate to live defeated every day, beginning every day with high resolutions about how I'm going to follow Jesus and do what's right and turn away from evil, and then stumble around and fall every day. I know I have the grace of God there is for me. I know it isn't an indulgence, so I can just do what I want. But I believe that we are to be victorious in Jesus Christ. Listen to what the Apostle John said in chapter 5 of his letter, verse 1. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone loves him that begot him, loves the one that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For whoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? You see, that word overcome is a Greek word taken from the word Nike, which means victory. It's taken from the Greek goddess of victory, Nike. Of course, the Bible word has nothing to do with the Greek goddess, but it means victory. And that's the word here. It means to be victorious, as being victorious in battle, being victorious over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. When we have faith in Jesus Christ and we seek to do His commands, His Holy Spirit helps us to walk with integrity. And His Holy Spirit cleanses us so we don't have that sinful nature pushing us around. Jesus is able to cleanse that and makes us victorious people. Who is the one that overcomes the world? Isn't it the one that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for victory in my life. I know I don't always do everything right, Lord, and I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but you have made me a victorious person, overcoming the evil that I deal with day by day by day, helping me to overcome the evil that was in my own heart, Lord, helping me to deal with temptation, and all the things that a Christian must deal with. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for victory. In Jesus' name, amen.